A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, the EDB recently launched their Brand SG campaign, which showcases Singapore's impossible stories as an extension of the Singapore Passion Made Possible brand that was launched last year with the Tourism Board. Through this campaign, they hope to instill pride among Singaporeans and drive advocacy of the Singapore brand domestically. The Secret Little Agency is one such Singapore brand. We chat with their CEO and founder, Nicholas Yeh. Nicholas, thanks for coming today.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
So let's hear about TSLA's impossible story, as the EDB says.
We're an agency in a market crowded with plenty of agencies, not just in Singapore, but regionally and around the world.
So survival sounds like an impossibility, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, just the thought of starting an agency in this day and age is almost a bit suicidal for a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah. So what was the motivation then?
We were bored. We were, as a Singaporean, kind of consuming Singapore culture, consuming regional culture, you know. You're looking around, you know, thinking, what's next? What's new? You know, and we're not talking like what's new in advertising. We're talking what's new in film, what's new in music, you know. And I think, you know, you consume the same media, you consume the same art I do, you know. And we thought, rather than like complain about it, why don't we actually add to it? Why don't we do something about it? So, you know, we founded the Secret Little Agency about 12 years ago, actually.
Do you think the Made in Singapore brand has overcome some of its stigma and eye-rolling over years?
Yeah, I mean, I think, Singaporeans will be pleasantly surprised when you apply a global lens to what it means to be Singaporean. You know, when you see a Singapore Airlines, a passenger from overseas get onto a Singapore Airlines plane for the first time, when someone not from Singapore is exposed to something that is uniquely Singaporean, no pun intended, they have a very pleasant experience. You know, and I think we were seeing that. I mean, in the context of us running a creative agency, being a Singaporean creative agency in the global context, it does set us apart. It makes us quite different in a way we're very happy about.
Mm. You know? Talk to us about some of the initial challenges you might have faced setting up. Were they the usual? Lack of money? Lack of sleep?
Lack of sleep for sure.
Lack of body parts.
lack of sleep for sure. We're in a very human-centric business. So, I mean, you know, we work as hard and exhaust as much of ourselves as we can into our work. And that is equitable almost to the amount of money we make. That's equitable to almost the amount of brand equity we're building. You know, so in the initial years, I think, especially we started when I was 21. I think, you know, when you're 21, you just have a ton of energy to burn.
You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Yeah, I know.
And where's the tail hanging these days? How bright-eyed are you?
Still getting carded, so not bad. But yes, challenges were there. I mean, I think again, competition's ruthless. You know, no one. You know, we like to believe that people are forgiving or helpful or supportive, but no, the truth is it really is a brutal market, you know. And I think, you know, it's a very much sink or swim type of thing, you know. Like if we do bad work, if we make mistakes, you know, it is as unforgiving as any kind of advertising.
You kind of only have the one shot, right? If you don't make that good impression,
every time's one shot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us how challenging it was to get people to hire you, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, like, we started doing work that was what we would say kind of ambient, guerrilla, unconventional, not using mediums like radio, TV, you know, print. And I think people saw that we did a lot with very little. We did a lot with very little budget. We did a lot with very little time. And I think that's a huge value to, like, many companies that are trying to make it in this super fast-paced digital world, right? And I think then when you can do a lot of very little, I think clients start to see that if they hand you a bit more and a bit more and a bit more, you can start to make sense of it. You can start to make effective marketing campaigns. You can start to sell product. And I think we gained that trust in our own time and on our own turf in Singapore over a period of a decade, right? And I think now we're very comfortably just working with many of the best brands here, you know, trying to do work that we're globally quite proud of, you know, such as the work that we just completed for EDB.
Yeah. How do you think the Secret Little Agency did this on pain of death? where you moved so fast and did such good work in, say, a short amount of time, like you said, fewer people than, say, the bigger boys.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds cheesy to say this, but I feel like, you know, we call ourselves a creative agency, and I think the word creative is often misused and misappropriated and misunderstood. I think being creative is the only value we really have to clients. And at the core of it, you know, in a world currently where people are quite obsessed with data, they're quite obsessed with analytics, they're quite obsessed with things that proprietary models, ways of doing things that they think can be replicated or scaled up, I think at the core of it, what we're finding more and more is that creativity is something you can't replicate, you know, the very purest of it. And I think many of our clients tap the best of us, you know, at TSLA to really come up with something from nothing, come up with something completely new that will help solve a problem, help move product, help, you know, create a good perception of a brand in someone's head. So, I mean, that's really what we do every day. And that's what keeps us coming to work. The excitement of not knowing if we will come up with something, the chance of failure, you know, but also the immense reward when we get things right, you know, which is, you know, majority of the time, you know, like...
That's what fuels you.
Yeah, that's what
more
fuels
than food, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You want people's reactions to move beyond the head scratching and the who, but they remember it, no doubt, into something that's more tangible, more permanent, as you sell the Singapore brand.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like marketing Singapore, not just the Singaporeans, but people outside of Singapore is no easy feat, because I think there is a story that has been planted in our minds from everything from kind of schooling to our parents, you know, but beyond that, around the world as well, you know, I think the brutal question is, why would people care? You know, like what can you put out there that would make a Londoner or New Yorker go up, sit up and go like, you know, that's great. What's this little, tiny, amazing country?
I was just going to ask, are you just up against size, you think?
Size,
just because we're so small.
Perception, you know, we're in a world right now where what's louder typically wins, not necessarily what's better. So I think we, you know, we tried to carve a very specific story that we felt wanted Singaporeans to be proud of, you know, but also wanted it to kind of like fill a gap in the minds of CEOs and, you know, fill a gap in the minds of C-suites around the world for what Singapore or what the Singaporean economy can do when you give it a chance. And you know, I think, again, we, as Singaporeans, we live here, we commute to the CBD and we know what the system is like. But I think a lot of people still don't have a clue, you know, as to like how sorted we are. And, you know, and I think there are many businesses around the world, including mine, that have benefited from the Singapore system. You know, it's not great for everything, you know, but when it works well, it works really well, you know. And I think, and that's what the campaign was trying to kind of.
Those are challenging things to sort of put out creatively, if you will. Efficiency, security, safety, not very sexy.
Yeah, well
right, again, Nicholas?
Of course. I mean, and that's why if you look at the campaign, right, brands like Razer, brands like Singapore Airlines, brands like Grab, these are not stories that, I mean, Singapore Airlines maybe so a bit more, but these, you know, 1FC, these are brands that the world still coming to get to know, you know, and the fact that these brands chose Singapore, founded in Singapore, or not founded, but I mean, chose Singapore as their base. It says a lot about what they thought about all those otherwise boring subject matters, right? Like security and infrastructure. Because I feel like, you know, they're picking this place for a variety of reasons. Those are the more basic ones. But I feel like things like how far our workforce has come, you know, how evolved our talent base is. Everything from how technologically savvy we are, how quickly it is to get things done on a latency level. You know, I think these are all things that, like, again, people don't know. And it's a story that has yet to be told. I mean, you know, you're not going to turn on CNBC one day and see a story about how far Singapore has come. So we have to, you know, we have to, through our friends and our and the businesses here and, you know, campaigns like this, we have to kind of tell that story, you know, or you know, I think we risk being forgotten, you know. Yeah.
At the risk of putting parameters or, you know, a ring fence around your creativity, how can Singapore brands make an impact? What's the strategy to use? I mean, obviously, it's not a one-size-fits-all type of approach.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's a real hunt for authenticity at the moment. And I think whether or not that authenticity is real, and it should be because that's the word, or is make-believe. And some brands do that quite well as well, and I'm not going to mention which ones. I think around the world, people are looking for authentic experiences, authentic brands, authentic stories. And I feel like there are lots of Singaporean brands, second, third generation family businesses, banks, you know, Chinese medicine companies. They used to kind of maybe work around what their story was, you know, or kind of like almost shy away from it a little bit. But I feel more and more, you know, if you can tell that story well, you know, I feel like that does give you the edge over kind of a big kind of multinational corporation that has no real story to tell, you know. And so I feel like more and more people want authentic stories. They want, you know, a real genealogy of where things have come from, how things are made. You know, we're living in a how and why economy, not a what economy anymore. So people want to know, how's the yogurt made? You know, why should I eat this yogurt? You know, and I think more and more we're seeing that Singaporean brands can, you know, rely or look to their past, or, you know, how, what makes them different now, in a very real way, and tell it like it is. Yeah.
This sounds like a very different approach, because anecdotally, I think as a Singaporean, I've often felt I am a small person. Mm. I live a small life.
Yeah.
But together, Singaporeans, we make a big impact. But you're saying we want to tell those small stories now.
We should. I think Singapore itself as a country is doing a pretty, you know, right now, I think we're doing a good job collectively, you know. But I feel it's the individual stories of what people are doing, you know, and why they're making an individual impact. But even on a commercial level, what you're doing on a work level, or like what you're doing that is your passion, you know, I feel like there's one part of it is telling the story, and the other big part of it, which is, you know, where, you know, you should seek the counsel of like a good advertising agency, is really telling the story well, you know. And I think a lot of people don't tell the stories. They have good stories to tell, but they don't know how to articulate it. They don't know how to articulate it such that it's compelling, such that you not skip the YouTube ad. You would not kind of run past the banner, you know? And I think that's always a challenge, you know? Yeah.
What would you say is the biggest challenge in today's environment, trying to get that loudest message out, as you so put earlier?
Yeah, I think, again, articulating, getting to the bottom of what makes something real, what makes something authentic, you know? What is the kind of undeniable, unapologetic truth behind something? And then finding a way to say that thing such that it resonates, and it doesn't step on people's toes, you know, and it actually is a message or story that is embraced. I think that's always a big challenge. Yeah.
So what's next for the secret little agency we talked earlier before we came on the mic? Is it soon to be the not-so-secret big agency, hopefully?
You know, I think, you know, our focus is very much still on building brands from this part of the world to the rest of the world. You know, and again, I think Singapore gives us a good base to do that from. We recently got into partnership with an agency called Mother Around the World, in London, LA, New York, and that just allows us to do what we enjoy doing here with people that we, you know, genuinely love, on a larger basis and on a more effortless basis. So I think you could say world domination is in some sort of order. Yeah. But no, I mean in a creative way, you know, just being able to create a bit more freely, and without the worry or hassle of not having kind of the right partners on the ground in different continents around the world. So that's our focus for this year. Yeah.
So Nicholas, about a decade in, any regrets?
No, and I can't really say that off the top of my head. I have many regrets. You know, I got into a cooking school, and that was thwarted. and I still ask myself, like, would I have preferred cooking or kind of, you know, doing what I'm doing right now? You know, but no, I don't believe in regret. I think you make your own future. You know, and I'm a keen believer in not wishing or not feeling illy about anything.
What would be the point, right?
Yeah, life is too short.
The Secret Little Agency is where you can find them, thesecretlittleagency.com, rather. We've been speaking with CEO and founder Nicholas Ye. Nick, thanks so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg
or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.